From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. School resource officers and police departments throughout South Florida have a message for any grade schooler who thinks it might be a funny prank to call in a threat to a school. It's a serious crime with grave consequences, and they're cracking down. We're talking with Mark Friedman, who has been covering this issue for the South Florida Sun-Sentinel. Mark, you've talked to officers and school officials throughout the Tri-County area, so let's just go south to north. First, Miami-Dade County, the largest school district in Florida. How does the school police department in Miami-Dade handle a bogus threat called into a school or posted on social media?
Every threat is taken seriously, and even if these are an obvious hoax, the police department's going to investigate it. They're going to have zero tolerance for this type of behavior, and they're going to go ahead and forward it along for prosecution. What's important to note is that these threats had reached a pretty feverish pitch here after the Parkland tragedy, and they were getting upwards of 50 of these threats against public schools each day.
And in the months since the Parkland school shooting, has Broward County seen an uptick in the number of hoax threats called in or found on social media?
They have. I mean, it may seem surprising, but you had situations where even close to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, there were it was a pretty serious threat against Taravella High School in Coral Springs, in which they tracked down a 17-year-old student from Tamarack who was posting on YouTube saying that he wanted to be a professional school shooter. Of course, the individual was arrested, and that case is still going on. It's in juvenile court, so the judge in that case has not thrown this person in jail like you'd find in adult court.
Now, in Palm Beach County, a recent grand jury report examining school safety found some weaknesses and some strengths in the way that students can alert their elders to a threat. What was said about Palm Beach County's See Something, Say Something campaign?
What the grand jury found is that when a security expert through the grand jury was interviewing students and investigating this, they found that students maybe neglected to even report because they didn't think that they were being taken seriously. So what has happened since that point is the school district and the school police and the sheriff's office have encouraged the use of a smartphone app. It's called Student Protect, and it's sort of a 911 style emergency alert system where reports can be made in real time, even anonymously.
Mark, what are the criminal penalties for calling in or posting a threat to a school?
It's a pretty serious charge. Now, for anybody over 18 who does this, it's a second-degree felony, and it's punishable by up to 15 years in state prison.
And in the recent cases, what have been among the more severe penalties?
Well, there's two individuals right now that are on $50,000 bond. Both involve threats against schools in Boca Raton or West Boca. And one person said that he was just joking when he talked about putting explosives on every car in the school parking lot. Another student said, "On my way, school shooter." And in both cases, these defendants have said they didn't mean it or they weren't thinking when they said it. Well, that's not good enough for the prosecutors. Those cases are still in the early stage of prosecution, but it's showing that there is a little tolerance for these kinds of antics.
We've been talking to South Florida Sun-Sentinel reporter Mark Friedman, who has been covering efforts by school and police authorities to crack down on phony threats made against the region's public schools. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.